Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Oh, yeah, it's a great day to kick up some jolly escapades. On the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, we've been together, a mosaic of voices in the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? It's merry crunch time, a couple of days for shopping, for cooking, for all of that mirth and merriment craziness, and the big day, of course. We're going to celebrate with great music, seasonal Forgotten 45s in the mix. We'll take on the cultural cacophony. You know what that means, right? And then some. Love to have you aboard. If you're listening live, it is Thursday, December 22nd, high noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, and 3 o'clock here in the east. And number is in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet Chatbox available if you're taking along for that live ride. And we're still doing the Twitter thing, at least for now. It's a 24-7 arrangement at AB Rights, all being helmed by the talented, tenacious, ever-ready TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML and headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. America runs in Dunkin'. Indulge in all your favorites, including a limited time seasonal faves, lattes, and cold brews. America runs in Dunkin'. Few days left, but there's still time to fall in for great holiday styles and savings at Old Navy. And PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, the featuring Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, and those robust roundtables where yours truly has become the go-to fill-in gal, and I'm having a great time doing it, and appreciate all of the heartier regulars on this end of the spectrum for tagging along for the ride. It's a lot of fun, indeed. So, you know what happened earlier this week with the January 6th committee? Four referrals on charges for the former guy, twice impeached, disgraced Oval Office occupant, and others. The full report coming out sometime today, I believe, so we'll get all the details and all the referrals, and we'll see what happens. I'm guessing Mar-a-Lago is decked out in ketchup red for the holidays. So the big guy is coming, and so too may the charges. Welcome aboard. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
It's all cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, Dan!
Hey, man.
You guys know what time it is? Guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring your new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many. Not many. You guys in trouble out here. And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why.
Twice, he's gonna find out who's loyal and nice. Santa Claus is coming
Frosty the Snowman, he's a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Oh, Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day.
So he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town, right to the traffic cop. And he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop! For Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow.
Thanks for the Christmas card you sent me, Violet.
I didn't send you a Christmas card, Charlie Brown.
Don't you know sarcasm when you hear it?
Drinking down your wine.
over. Please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make it.
Bet you thought I'd forgotten your Christmas bonus.
On the Eddie Beth Arquee Show, winking a nod to Wendy. Thank you for the kind words via the .net chat box. The Kinks, their sardonic Father Christmas for Johnny Fever's Hangover, and Lady Ella jazzing up Frosty the Snowman. Gotta love that album. Ella wishes you a swinging Christmas. Back to front, it's a perfect merrymaking extravaganza, if you know what I mean. And Bruce Springsteen, Clarence Clemons, and the E Street Band having fun with the classic Santa Claus is Coming to Town. What else is coming to town? Maybe charges against the former guy and others. The full January 6th committee report supposedly released today. We'll see. It was going to come yesterday, but they had some problem with the printing office and President Zelensky's historic visit and speech to the Congress. Maybe they decided to wait, you know, hold their thunder, as they say. In any event, lots of stuff happening this final couple of weeks of 2022. What does that portend for 2023? We'll see. By the way, we're not doing strict, straight holiday music. That could be grating for a lot of folks, so we're mixing in some other specialties and anniversaries, milestones, etc. But I do have an unofficial and scientific listener survey that you might enjoy. Your favorite holiday movies and or Christmas specials. I just saw one of my favorites, Christmas in Connecticut, with Barbara Stanwyck, Dennis Morgan, Sidney Greenstreet. It's a fun romp, 40s style, but a lot of fun. You got to see it once a year. I love Miracle on 34th Street, of course. And TV specials, The Grinch, of course, is always on my list. So is the I Love Lucy Christmas episode, which they cooked up, they colorized a couple of years ago with some controversy. Apparently they're not showing it on network TV this year. But you can find it, I think, on streaming services like Hulu and Amazon Prime, maybe HBO Max, maybe on YouTube as well. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of sad when they don't. The traditions are shooed, but there you have it. It's a great show. So anyway, what's on your – and by the way, I know some people speculate I was around in 1956 when I debuted. I wasn't. What's on your mind? Twitter, AV, right, phone line, 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Fritz is in the PopNet chat box saying, all I want for Christmas is an extra large jumpsuit, and the guy in it, you know who he is, with handcuffs. He's got to go to jail. We'll see what happens on that front. I'm telling you, that's going to be a hard order, but maybe indictments may come. I'm not sure about the convictions. Lino says Donald Trump knowingly led a dangerous conspiracy to overturn the 2020 election and should be held criminally responsible for the violent attack on the Capitol on January 6, 2021. That means jail time. A lot of folks believe that. On the other hand, I'm thinking, and I know we've talked about this if folks have been joining us for various shows this week on Podstream and PopNet, but I don't know. Remember Silvio Berlusconi, who was the prime minister, the president of Italy some years ago? And he was convicted post-presidency of tax fraud, given a four-year sentence, which was then converted to a house arrest, combination of house arrest and community service, because they deemed him too old at 76 then to go to jail. Donald Trump will be 77 in June, and he's going to, run out the clock. So he may be indicted, and I'm feeling more confident about the possibility of indictment now with the referrals and with the tenor of what's going on in the country and the Congress. Well, the Congress is going to change, and we know that come January with the flipping of the power from Democrats to Republicans. But this guy Jack Smith is the independent counsel. I think he'll probably do it. I don't know if he'll get a conviction. But if they get a conviction, I don't know if he'll ever find time in a jail cell. I know a lot of people, it's much to a lot of folks' chagrin, but it's just the way it looks like it may go. Tanya says he needs jail. We need justice. And the other thing that people say, and I agree with it, I do agree that he needs it, and he should, and we do need to do that. A lot of people are talking about the fact that when Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon, he thought he was doing the right thing for the country, and a lot of people did, some people didn't. Now historians say he didn't do the right thing because it set a bad precedent, and it did kind of put the president above the law, and maybe Trump, who so far exceeded Nixon's chicanery and corruption, would never have come around and wouldn't be able to do what he's doing. But again, we keep pushing the limit, so something has to stop, and I think at this point, if we want to stop short of getting into that autocratic highway, we have to find a way to curtail it. It has to do with the Republican Party, though, and the Republican Party back in Nixon's day went to Nixon and got him to resign because they weren't going to stand behind him, whereas the people here are just spineless. That's the problem. We'll see what happens as we go. As you know, as we go. But as I said, I'm not going to do strictly holiday music because we have some folks to salute in terms of birthdays. And, the Rolling Stones, when they came out back in the 60s, again, I was not around when they first started. Mick Jagger was famously saying, I can't see myself doing this at 30. These guys are now pushing 80. And Keith Richards, who everybody says has got the long life of a cockroach like Cher, world blows up, it'll be Keith Richards, Cher, and cockroaches. He just celebrated his 79th birthday on December 18th. So to Mick, to Keith, and everybody else, get off my cloud. It's like the precursor to get off my lawn on the Amy Vittar Cooey Show. Happy birthday to you.
Would you publicly say that Donald Trump bears any responsibility for the some of the losses in the midterm elections? Would you say that publicly?
You know, I don't like this.
The president in Mar-a-Lago, you got to get the game up, got to get better.
I don't mean any disrespect to Donald Trump, but we're just all moving on.
I know a lot of people in our party love the president, former president, but he's, if you will, the kiss of death for somebody who wants to win a general election.
We have formed Pastors for Trump.
A New York jury has found the Trump Organization guilty on 9 counts.
I can't even tell you how badly I was ostracized for talking about Pizzagate, exposing Pizzagate. So to go from, you know, that to being at Mar-a-Lago and being able to freely talk about Pizzagate.
By the way, you can pick up a butt plug or a dildo at Target and CVS.
Short people need to make sure they're aware of their umbrella.
Kale tastes to me like I'd rather be fat.
You've got to save this country from this kind of communist, Nazi, fascist censorship.
They're treating my Twitter account with more scrutiny and censorship than the Prime Minister of Iran.
I saw a video of a woman who human trafficking. They cut her legs, her ankles off. They hung her from a tree. They put her on fire.
When I was a kid, kids loved Hitler.
Jewish people, forgive Hitler today. Let it go.
The media, of course, is only focusing on the part where he said he loved Hitler. So what's that all about?
See, Mr. Potato Head has a car and boat trailer, and there's a shopping trailer for his wife.
3, 2, 1.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me.
But you lie, 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 lied. Hollywood
still sorry and it's still no apology.
We'll be right back. Burt Bacharach and the late great Hal David's muse, Dionne Warwick, promising to never fall in love again. Again, on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, Dionne celebrating her 82nd birthday on December 12th. So we wish her a happy, happy belated birthday. Still going strong, and we got to say we love it. The Doors, Ship of Fools, which could easily be sent down to today's Republican Party and all the adjacents, you know, the media and conservative commentators, as we honor the Lizard King, Jim Morrison, on what would have been his 79th birthday on December 8th. Sadly, we lost him in 1971 at the age of 27. Imagine the amount of work he could have amassed in all those years, but you do what you can while you're here, and he did. Sadly, lost him too soon, though. The Chicks with Gaslighter had to play that song because guess what? Gaslighting is the word of the year, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, and that makes so much sense because really what the MAGA folks have done to send so many people down that Orwellian vortex over the last few years with the purveyors of alternative facts. Yes, I'm looking at you, Kellyanne Conway and company, and all the lies, and some folks are still down there, that's for sure. Gaslighting, a big word and a great song, Gaslighter. What else we hear? Oh, we heard the last week in the GOP, all the stuff they culled together from the Lincoln Project. They listened to all kinds of stuff on that side of the aisle, and they put it out, the lowlights for us, so we don't have to listen to it and just give a little chuckle here and there, and we did. Can I get a witness from Dusty Springfield for Nell, who wanted to send it out to all the folks who testified? Most of them were Republicans in the January 6th committee, and some not so much. They didn't testify. They showed up. Took the fifth, people like Flynn, Stone, and John Eastman, who apparently took the fifth 150 times or more. We'll see how that all plays out when the report comes out. I think we're going to see all the transcripts. They started releasing them yesterday. Haven't seen it yet. It's going to be online. You can also buy a print edition, I think. But we'll look it out. Check it out. I will. I mean, I was one of the few people who read the entire Mueller report, both versions, both sides. a lot of folks, including people in Congress, didn't bother to do it, but that's a whole other story. And Get Off My Cloud from the Rolling Stones, as we celebrate Keith Richards, who is the still-standing guitarist, co-founder, songwriter. They were going to quit by 30, still going strong at 79 with his birthday. And despite the drinking, the drugging, and the smoking, he's still there. Looking craggy, I grant you, but he's still there. It is the end of the Dark Week Show. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. If you're joining us for the live Thursday, December 22nd ride, love to hear what you have to say about anything and everything. Also, participate if you want to in our unofficial Unscientific Listener Survey, looking for your favorite all-time holiday movies and or Christmas TV specials. So some folks chiming in. I got Charlie, who says The Grinch is my all-time favorite. Pearlie says, I love The Charlie Brown Christmas, Never Miss It, Love It Every Year. Yeah, I like that one, too. And Willa, another one, Love Actually. That's one of the more current ones, as they say. And Bryn says, Shop Around the Corner. Love that one, too, with Jimmy Stewart. Good movie. Good choices, folks, indeed. On the January 6th thing, a lot of folks are chiming in on that. Here we go. What are we doing? Where are we doing, Aurora? Pelosi is, Pirate N says, Pelosi's January 6th story unravels that there were preventable breaches at the Capitol. That becomes the story, but that is part of the story. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't look into that, where they talk about, I don't know if it's Pelosi's fault, but the Capitol Police should have been better prepared. That's probably true. But that's part of the story. You know, people want to deflect and only talk about what suits them. We should talk about the whole thing. But the fact that we had an attempted insurrection and an attempted coup is something which we have to take darn seriously. Speaking of Pelosi, don't forget there is that great documentary now shown on HBO, and I'm sure you can get it elsewhere eventually, done by her daughter, Alexandra Pelosi, who's a documentary filmmaker, Pelosi in the House, which really charts her career, and she is such a badass boss woman. I'll tell you, this woman is to be admired. Whether or not you agree with her politically, she just is a very strong character, and she held it together on January 6th in a way that a lot of folks did not. So that's for sure. But as far as the breaches in the Capitol, I'm not saying we should investigate all those things. We should. And maybe the report will have that take that into account as well. But that's a whole separate issue. I mean, what went down could have been prevented. I don't know. And security should have been better, and they should have responded faster. All of that I agree with. But that doesn't take away the responsibility from the Trump folks who were involved in it, if you want to see. Power to the People, January 6th Committee, performed a great service to America. Something has to be done about it, though, says Neptune 7. Yeah, something has to be done about it, like Trump has to be in handcuffs. That's what everybody keeps saying. We'll see if it happens. I'm waiting for that day. So it'll be a beautiful day. Hey, speaking of beautiful days, not one around here anywhere. We have this big winter storm watch that's going through the country. My neck of the woods, it's not that chilly, I guess, so it's mostly rain. They're expecting heavy rain right now. It's not that heavy, but it's coming down steadily. Winds are coming up. A lot of places, Midwest up to upstate New York, may experience a lot of snow as well, driving hazards, plane delays, et cetera, cancellations, because this is really the busy time for the holiday travel. So take heed, folks, and you might want to make a plan B account. You might want to – I hope you're not getting stuck in an airport. That's for sure. That would not be a fun way to have your holiday weekend, but it might be for some people's sake, that's for sure. But speaking of beautiful days, the Kennedy Center Honors was last week or the week before. It will be shown on CBS as usual the week – I think it's December 28th. Double-check your local listings, as they say. Always a good night, and they honor a bunch of folks, including George Clooney, Amy Grant, Gladys Knight, and you too. With their beautiful day. I mean, the dark wish.
The heart is a blue.
Love is So he's leaving the light. He's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of the world? The world he left behind. Not so long ago. He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Said he's going back.
Going back
to a simpler place and time. Oh, yeah. I'd rather live in his word than live without him in mind.
World is here, here's
the earth
alone.
He kept dreaming,
dreaming,
ooh, that someday he'd be a star.
Superstar, but he didn't get far.
But he so found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true.
Holding your hand, we're gliding along cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We've snuggled close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace where we'll watch the chestnuts pop. Pop, pop, pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in this world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it's nearly by Korea and I. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. The sleigh bells jingling, ding, 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 ding. Come on, it's lovely weather for the sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Yoo-hoo! Come on, it's lovely weather for the sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with a song of a wintry fairyland. Nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We snuggle close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together.
Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
I know how you feel about all this Christmas business, getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that.
What is it you want?
Real estate.
Yes! Merry Christmas to us all! And a happy and healthy new year!
Come down to the city, crowd around the big tree. All you strangers who know me, bring your compassion, your understanding. Lord, how we need it on this New York City Christmas. Yeah, I'm sending you a merry New York Christmas and a prayer for peace on earth within our time. They don't fade with the season. Let our mercy be the gift we lay. From Brooklyn to Broadway, and celebrate each and every day of this New York City Christmas. Hey, I'm
city. Let's crowd around the big tree. All you strangers, you know me. Bring your compassion. Bring your forgiveness. Lord, how we need it on this New York City Christmas.
I'm the Grinch that stole Christmas, and I'm sorry.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day. To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
From God our Heavenly Father this blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright. Westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown.
Every gentleman,
I got a recipe.
dismay. God rest ye merry gentlemen.
Naked Ladies and Sarah McLachlan, God rest ye merry gentlemen, for Claudia on the Elizabeth Arkley Show. Kind words via the PotNet chat box. You know I enjoy playing with you in real time, my dear, and I appreciate all your kind comments. All the best to you and your family as well. A great one from Rob Thomas, New York City Christmas. Love to play that one this time of year for Hetty. And we heard a trio of Kennedy Center honorees, Amy Grant with Sleigh Ride. Amy just recovering from a tragic, not a tragic, but a pretty bad bicycle accident, and I'm glad she's on the mend and well enough to be feted at this great ceremony. We'll hear about it and see it on December 28th. Gladys Knight, too, along with her Pips and their classic, Midnight Train to Georgia, and Bono, Edge, and U2, Beautiful Day, also honored at the Kennedy Center. They did it already, but you can see the show, I think, on December 28th. Not a beautiful day for anybody in the country. Swath of winter storm warnings throughout the country, heavy rain, snow, wind. Just raining here, not too bad yet. They talk about heavy winds, so I'm worried about power outages, and I'm worried about folks traveling. You might want to change your plans. I hate to say it, but you might want to stay put, and that could put a damper on your holiday fun. And speaking of which, a lot of folks this time of year, it's festive, it's fun, some of it's forced festivities, if you know what I mean, and a lot of folks who are missing people, grieving, lonely, etc. Check in on your friends, your family, your neighbors, what I call the vulnerables. And if you're feeling that way, and you're feeling down in the dumps, and you know what, there's no shame to it. I feel that way sometimes myself. I'm missing folks. So when you feel that way, please reach out to someone else and connect, and you can do so for us here. This is our last show in this venue. For 2022. We're going to probably do some stuff next week on PopNet, but I do respond to social media, so if you want to connect with me, we can have a conversation, a virtual conversation or a real one on the phone, you can connect with me. Friend me on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. I'm at AB Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. I do respond within a day, and we can connect that way if you're feeling low, you're feeling down. No shame in it. We all go through it sometimes, so please do it. And by the way, you can also channel your energies into something creative. The Inspiration Action Challenge has helped some folks re-embrace their inner artists. I love it when it works because it's a great way to assuage your anxieties, work through a lot of issues, and you never know what comes out the other end. And Ollie, Brandywine, Pennsylvania, gets the shout-out, says, you nudged me in the right way, and I am writing again in a big way, and also painting. So thank you. Well, thank you, Ollie. Keep going, please. Please keep us posted. Inspiration Action, that's worked for you. I'd love to give you a shout-out. If you need to push in the right direction, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is on me. We'll do it in January. In 2023, we'll get you on the right foot. So reach out via the website, amybetharkawi, A-R-K-A-W-I.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Hey, while you're there, you can dive into a great mystery, my award-winning Eliza Gordon mystery series available for ebook and paperback via Cozy Cat Press. We have other goodies available. And, yeah, you can chime in, too, with guest suggestions, big story, forgotten 45 requests, and there are links to the podcast and social media connections, as we said. So please hop on the website, amybetharkawi.com. Good stuff indeed. One final time around the social media horn before we sashay out of here. As far as our unofficial unscientific listener survey, Bridget says, don't forget Elf. Yeah, that's a great one. The Christmas Story, says Tanya, and Millie says Home Alone, all of them. I love them. And Fred, another one who says, Die Hard, it is a Christmas movie. Okay, I get it. Christmas Vacation, this is Philip. And from the old school, we got a couple. There we got Eddie, who says White Christmas, and Millicent, who says Shop Around the Corner, another one there. So good stuff indeed. Christmas specials, a lot of folks said Grinch, and Vince says the Grinch is for the GOP. It reminds me of McConnell and Company. I hear you on that. Now, as far as we go, anything else on January 6th or anybody else? On Zelensky, of course, the visit. I thought it was remarkable yesterday when Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, came, joined press conference with Joe Biden. He didn't speak English in the press conference. He had a translator, but he gave a very eloquent speech in English to the joint session of Congress. Most folks gave him a standing ovation. There were some Republicans who sat on their hands because they don't want to give him further aid. I saw some very derisive comments on social media, which you're going to get. And you know what? You take the good with the bad, as they say. A lot of people say with Elon Musk, Twitter is toxic. I'm not saying it's not. But I'm also saying that's part of the price we pay to live in a free country. You got to accept when people say some pretty nasty things. You got to try to ignore it and overcome it. This is why I'm not leaving Twitter yet, at least, because I think positive people need to be on Twitter, too. And you got to, and anywhere where the social media is available or any platform, you can't you can drown out the negative with positives. That doesn't mean you shouldn't call out the negatives, but at the same time, we get what we expect. So we're going to see some problems, I think, in the new Congress. We'll talk more about that, of course, in the future shows as we hit the new year. But the Republicans taking over the House, even though it's a slim majority, is going to be problematic for a lot of people, and mostly for all of us as Americans and policies and things, because they're not going to do that. They're going to dicker around with crazy investigations. That's what's going to be coming. So get ready for that. As far as January 6th is concerned, we'll see. I'm very impressed with that committee. I know there was somebody who said earlier today, I saw a comment about Elaine Loria, who was an outgoing congresswoman who gave her final speech, I think, yesterday on the floor. They gave a lot of praise in general with Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger as Republicans for standing up. But Lorraine Loria, who I guess was in the swing district, she's a Democrat and a Navy veteran, also worked hard on the committee, and she should also be getting lauded. Indeed, they all should. They did, I think, a tremendous job and a tremendous service to this country. The reason why Cheney and Kinzinger were given so many bouquets is because they were standing alone as Republicans. Very few other Republicans would stand with them. And, you know, They admittedly say themselves they don't deserve it. Kinzinger said that in his final speech, too. He doesn't deserve it. He also says he was threatened. He lost friends, and he would still do it all over again. He lost his job. He lost friends, and he was threatened. His safety and his family's safety. He just had a baby. It's sad. That kind of stuff really has to be stopped. But he said he would do it again because, as Nancy Pelosi points out in that movie, which I think is so telling, you didn't come here to keep a job. You came here to do a job. So if you lose it, you lose it. And that's what we should all be thinking about, and all the people, all politicians. It shouldn't be a lifetime job. I'm always loath to talk about term limits, though, because if you have a really good congressperson or senator, I mean, why not keep them there on the one hand? On the other hand, do they get corrupted by being there too long? That becomes part of the question. We'll see how it all plays out. More on that, of course, as we go. Anybody else on anything here before we sashay out of here? Aurora, do we have anybody else? Yeah, okay, I see. When is he going to go to jail? That's what we have to find out, so says Tank T. Well, he's got to be indicted first, and he's got to be convicted second. So those are going to be some things. But we'll see what happens with the new special counsel. You got to just let it play out as it takes time. But they did what they could, that's for sure. Hope you have a happy, safe holiday. As I said, please feel free to reach out to us. Friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at AD Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. And thank you to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters, for keeping us moving from so many lively, fun shows. More to come in 2022 here, also on PopNet, PodStream, Arts Radio Network, etc. Don't forget all the shows are archived for podcasts. Follow the Amy Beth Arkley Show wherever you get your podcasts. And please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us in 2023 on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. I love you all, and I'm going to leave you with some light because we're celebrating the Festival of Lights. We're in the midst of Hanukkah with Peter, Paul, and Mary and Light One Candle. Take care. I love you all.
Was denied. Light one candle for the terrible sacrifice justice and freedom demand.
But light one candle for the wisdom to know when the peacemaker's time is at hand.
For the strength that we need to never become our own foe. And light one candle for those who are suffering, pain we learned so long ago.
Light one candle for all we believe in, that anger not tear us apart. Light one candle to bind us together with peace and a song in our
hearts. Don't let the light go out. Let it shine through our love and our tears. Don't let the light go out. Let the light go out.
Well, 100 years ago, before the population explosion, I could manage to deliver all my goods and have enough time left over for a late supper, a nap, and a round of golf with the Easter Bunny.